Blog Talk Radio.
Supreme Being, the Creator, the Most High. His name is Amen, and there is a Amen God family of beings that are our direct ancestral bloodline. Good morning, my name is Sinetra Menkarays, and I'm going to be your host this morning for Amina Rays Broadcasting. I want to say peace to the family of solar beings. It is a pleasure to be back in the saddle again. Here doing what we do here at Amina Ray's Broadcasting. We simply speak what it is that are the transmissions directly from the Supreme Being, the Eternal, Most High, our Higher Self. And today is Solar Sundays. Now, I'm really, really excited about the lineup that I have taken time, energy, love, and I put my foot in it. I stepped up to what these ideas and thoughts were being presented to my mind as a way that I can have and serve my purpose on my life soul's journey, which is to share intelligence, not just put information out there. We have come to be those people who are just receptacles, garbage receptacles. Okay, that might be harsh. We're just a receptacle. We have allowed our minds, our bodies, and our souls to be receptacles of any kind of information that's out there. We just, you know, are soaking it all up, taking it all in, and not really being aware of the effects that they may have on our mind, body, and soul. We are here for a mind, body, and soul experience. So on Sundays, I'm really, really, really excited to put forth something that I want to discuss that will be true food, soul, and not what we have grown to just be content with. You know how we are. We have been content in a lot of areas. And for our survival into the future as a people, we are really going to have to take many, many, many steps up. I mean, we are going to have to start going at life with leaps and bounds of improvement. So on Solar Sundays, we're going to be talking about what the soul really needs. Now, because I'm just getting back into the saddle and I want to be very, very in sync and in tune and receptive to that higher intelligence that is being communicated on a direct current, that DC current. It's that electrical live wire that comes from being in tune and tuning into and being tuned up to listening to oneself. Yourself. Your inner self, like it says, the Muslims read, you know, in their book, the Holy Quran, you know, it says that God, and they say, you know, because that's their God of choosing Allah, they say that Allah is closer to you than your jugular vein. I hope I said that right, jugular. You know, that big, thick vein, you know, that's on the side of your neck. That is your lifeline that is supposed to be pushing, you know, that life fluid, that blood, that bloodline, you know, to your mind. And we really, really must get back into thinking for ourselves and being engaged with like-minded beings who are doing the same thing, you know? So as I continue on my soul's journey, I'm very, very pleased. It makes me very, very happy and excited to put forth the ideas that I'm receiving, because as you receive ideas and thoughts and creativity, it serves you the most when you freely put that out there. You know, put that out there, circulate that love, that heartfelt love, that soul vibration. You know, raise yourself by raising your fellow brother and sister who have a like mind. Doing a couple of things here at one time. Okay, so now as I get back to what does the soul really need? I'm going to open up this chat room and get back into the groove of what I'm doing here. Because I got a little bit distracted, but that's okay. You know, we as a people, you know, should be able to, you know, walk, talk, and chew bubble gum, you know, without missing a beat, you know? So I'm gonna keep moving forward here. All righty. So back to what does the soul really need? One of the things that our souls really need, we need structure and order. I can recall as a child, growing up in a household where there was a whole lot of love, a whole lot of energy. You know, I had beautiful young parents. That was the part about it. You know, they were just engaged in life and living themselves, which was really, really cool. That was good. That was all good. But at the same time, I did not really get the true meaning of structure and order until we were sent to be with our grandmother in the South in Laurel, Mississippi. That's where I'm from. My brother and sister were born in Southern California. And it just so happens that, yeah, I'm a true native of the South. I've spent my first year in Mississippi, born in that, you know, in that area. And so my grandmother, she was the type of woman. She had a awesome way of doing things, you know, the old school way. She did everything according to a schedule. You know, she had that schedule down packed. And she had that schedule lined up in such a way that we knew precisely what we were going to be doing every single day from the time we woke up in the morning until the time we went to bed at night. And you know, family, that is a beautiful way. You know, that is a beautiful way because that allows you to see how to create structure and order in your own life. That's one of the things that have been missing. Structure and order that's been missing. And we as a people are allowing other people to dictate to us what, structure and order looks like, and that's not a good thing. One second here. Have to handle a little bit of business. I'm very, very content, which is really, really funny to do this thing by myself without any without any viewers. But I hear my higher self saying, don't you think that that's kind of selfish of you, dear? But anywho, and keep it moving right along. So now, going back to my beautiful, beautiful grandmother and her way of giving us what our soul needed. We needed that structure. And it's something that you never, ever forget. It's something that you can, really build upon. And those are a lot of the things that, we're missing, the structure and the order. And it's something that is lacking because of the way of a lot of our homes are being structured. A lot of people kind of have it backwards as it relates to, family, structure and order as it relates to the family. When you have a child or children, the mature mind, the adept mind accepts the fact that, okay, I am in a situation where I have brought life through me to this planet, to this earth realm. And it is no longer solely about you as an individual. You have to think for your child's future. If you, have a vision, if you have focus and you intend on, having a lineage, a direct bloodline, and that's one of the awesome things about having a focus and a vision. It really truly gives you something to strive for when you are putting structure and order into how you go about raising your family. And we do not do enough of this in the early part as a people who have been in survival mode for so long. We don't do things like create a vision for ourselves, let alone our children. But I would have to admit, and this is going into the third thing, this has to deal with learned behavior. One of the primary things that Caucasians teach their children is they teach them, those who know. I'm not talking about, the average whatnots, who are there out there, on survival mode, with everybody else, because there's a lot of them. A lot of people, they're functioning off of survival and fear right now. That's how they live their lives. They're not living their lives for the sake of what it is that they want to accomplish in the future. or how it is that they would like to be of assistance while they can in the lives of their children, and how they can give them a good foundation for the future. And it's a really, really pathetic and sad state of being in. And I'm going to use, you know, these entertainers. I'm not going to point out one specifically because, you know, they can be put in a particular group of conformists who have allowed, not all of them, because there are some exceptions out there, but I'm talking about the ones who have allowed themselves to earn an abundance of financial security. And then they don't get the proper financial advisement. They trust in these people who don't mean anything except to rob and steal from them. And so they put them in a situation where they give them poor advice, and the tax man is taking everything that they have. Where you once what may have been a entertainer or a public figure or celebrity living in abundance, now all of your security, or, you know, yeah, I'll just put, you know, tell it like it is, all your financial security has been snatched from right up under your feet, and you don't have anything. You just broke and a joke, and you don't have anything to pass on to your children. That is pathetic on so many levels, because hell, number one, it should have been about your, you know, your using some form of intelligence. You know, you had to use your creativity and your intelligence to get where you are. So why not use that same intelligence and creativity to keep what you have? Or keep what you earned. I mean, that's just common sense. But for whatever reason, you know, people don't feel a need to learn. And that is a soul need. The soul constantly needs to learn those things that are going to be a edification. And I don't want to say the word, you know, as it relates to, you know, survival of the soul, because a lot of these poor lost souls, they've been surviving for a long time. Souls need to get reconnected to their higher selves. And that was one of the fourth needs that I put down here. The fourth need is to belong, to be connected to something greater than oneself. Now, you don't need to belong to just any old kind of thing, you know. I'll use an example, you know, as it related to the Million Man March that we just had. You know, a lot of people just went there as a way to just... I guess prove to themselves, you know, that they were a part of something, you know, that they were perhaps making history for one day. And maybe they did go out there and get connected to some good things, you know, and or get inspired to be a greater person, you know, or create something greater than what they had before they went there. But a lot of folks, they went there for the wrong reason, which was to rally, be in a festival, stay rally, party atmosphere. And you might be like, oh, Sinetra, you know, now you talking down. You join the people who talking down on the Million Man March. No, I am staying in alignment with my higher self and the truth. And the truth of the fact of the matter is, whereas when The first Million Man March took place, and I was glued to that TV because I was not going to go there. I was in the Nation of Islam at that time, but I was glued to that TV. You could not pry me away from a minute of watching that long, lengthy historical event. And that's the way I saw it. But this time around, I did not publicly speak against the Million Man March because the values that I have decided to adopt in my day-to-day living, in my life today, it does not include putting down anything. I don't care what it is, or anybody to lift myself up. Hell, as far as I'm concerned, if I cannot uplift and enlighten and be on the realm of, building and creating, it's a waste of time. So, in my mind, it is my opinion that this particular march would have been a waste of my time. And so I chose to do something else, which is work on the evolution of myself. And it's just that plain and that simple. Because in the need to belong, we have to pick and choose with discernment. You have a lot of people who, in a lot of groups, you have, religions, you have politicians. And that's a goddamn joke right there that, how Donald Trump is pursuing, and I try not to use names, but I got to use this. Donald Trump is pursuing, black leadership and, the good old Christian preacher, which is a crying shame in 2015. I mean, I'll be damned. That man could care less. You think Barack Obama didn't do nothing for the people? Are you kidding me? And it's just like what Elijah Muhammad taught. The people love the devil because he gives them nothing. If you were to take time out, some of you Christian preachers, and go and Google and look up what, if anything, has Donald Trump done for people? Then you would have to tell it like it is. He hasn't done nothing. So I got a phone call. I can't stop it. So, okay, so it stopped. I was going to take a break. Yes, but allow me to keep moving. But, that's pathetic. We are in a frame of mind and have been in a frame of mind as people that we are just living for acceptance. We're just living to be, I think I know who it is. We're just living. We're just living to be included in somebody else's program when we really need to be about our own thing. I'm going to take a quick break and give you all a song, Closer to My Dreams. Thank you. Okay, so that was a pretty cool break. I had to take a call, and now that I've done that, I'm going to continue to move forward. Now, we've already discussed at least four, or I've shared, because there hasn't been a discussion here. Okay, so I've already shared four things, that the soul really needs. One was a need for structure and order, also a need for focus and vision, also a need to learn, and fourth, a need to belong and to be connected to something, that is greater than oneself. And as I spoke about that DC current that I opened with, and as I opened in the name and in the power of Amen, that is what I connect myself to, because that has been my life's journey, that has been my life's path. That has been the answer to the question that I have asked and sought after for a question as it related to what are the true origins of us as a people. Now, I mentioned before, I had been blessed, I would say immensely blessed, to go through the school of thought as a Muslim in the Nation of Islam. That was a blessing. I've heard the different, conscious-minded people, they like to take every single thing and dissect it. And, I've heard it said before that, you don't use the word blessing because the origin of the word blessing means to curse someone. Okay? Anything that you will take and put it in your mind, and whatever you ascribe a meaning to is what it means for you. An intelligent thinking person does not allow anyone to tell them, how it is or what their perception of anything, because when you are sitting at a round table and there is a bowl of fruit in the center of that table, you can't physically be in all of the seats that are around that round table. Your perception is going to be from a different angle or a different point of view, but you may all be looking at the same thing. That's just the truth. That's just mathematics. And the reason why I had, gone back to saying that my time in the nation was a blessing, because it gave me quite a few of these things that the soul needed at that particular time. The need for structure and order, the need for focus and vision, the need to learn, the need to belong and to be connected to something greater than oneself. Okay? I got those things. Now, my mind, being a open mind, not just open to any old kind of BS, because I was given a mind to think with, and I'm quick to let people know, I'm not a stupid idiot. I may lack, in as far as the gullible, I could be sometimes a little bit gullible. I could work on that. That's a flaw, and it is improving with time, because the way I would deal with things that were of a particular nature that I did not allow around my, that I did not want around myself. I just would shield myself and not have certain energies or anything within my, in my realm of being, or quote unquote, within my immediate, living space, or around me, around my personal space, that I would consider to be, suspect. However, as I have come to grow and evolve, I have let down, certain barriers and certain gates, and but I do not travel alone. I travel with my hand in the hand of that greater supreme being who is greater than myself, my higher self. That's who I travel in the company in, and I speak to myself because, see, a lot of people, they get thrown off when those beings who have come into the realization of our ancestry, they want to call it that, that which it was called, long ago. However, the truth of the name of the Supreme Being is basically something that has been on the lips of most people in religion when they're ending their prayers. Anyway, they're just, different different versions of saying the word Amen. They say Amen, they say Amen, they say Om, and they want to ignore, which is okay. I'm very, very much so okay with everyone being where they are. My purpose for doing what I do is not to change nobody's mind, because in truth, you have to want to change yourself. And if you're not gonna, change yourself, then, hey, it's just, there is no need. There's absolutely no need whatsoever, to try to influence anybody one way or another. However, for the mind that is seeking, and even if you're not seeking and you simply want to know, and if you don't want to know, you're just inquisitive, and or you want to make some kind of comparison, that is okay. But just be, just be respectful and be intelligent in that. There is a art. I learned this in the nation. There is an art to communication. And it is the highest form. It is the highest form of civilization, how it is that we communicate something, to someone. So I'm going to move right along into the fifth need. The fifth need is to create. The fifth need is to be a creator. Cooking. You create wonderful dishes. Sewing. You create magnificent things. Men working on their cars. They create, on the drawing board, on the artist's canvas, with a mic in your hand, with a pen in hand. People who write books. They do that because they have a need to get what creative ability that is inside of them out. They have a need to create it, and then they have a need to give it to the world. And that is a need of the soul. Okay? Now, the sixth need is a need for silence, reflection, and contemplation. We all need time alone. In my relationships, because it was something that, was incorporated into my upbringing. My mother and father were fortunate in raising their three children. And me and my brother and sister, ironically, it was funny, we all started off in the same bedroom. Well, my mom and dad, had smaller, places to live. They had a two-bedroom apartment. All three of us had to share the same room. But as they got the home that we grew up in, all three of us had our own rooms. And I kind of liked their system. It was kind of cool how they did it. First, they kept us in the same room, like we were in a little nest that was right across from their room. And then they made the choice not to have an income property. They busted a hole in the wall of their income property, and they just spread us out all over this house, which was like a it wasn't a typical looking duplex. It was really a wonderful house. I love that house. So they gave my brother, because he was a boy, his room first, and me and my sister had to share for a couple of years. And then we graduated to our own spaces. All three of us had our own room. So it was always in me to have a place of my own, whether I was there in silence, or not. I was always reflecting and contemplating on, my next move. I'm cracking up because when you are a young person, and it's good when you have children, you got to get back into that state of mind where you were and how you thought when you were a particular child's age. I still have a lot of childlike energy in me, and I'm a grandmother. I have a 5-year-old grandchild, and he and I cannot see things exactly the way he could see them, but I can definitely bring myself to a place where he and I engage, and it is beautiful by simply practicing the art of communication. My soul is communicating to his soul, and my mind is communicating to his mind. And, we talk about a lot of things. It's amazing to be able to hold the interest, of a child, and they be able to share a child's wisdom, because they have a lot of wisdom too. They really do. We can learn from everything. So there is a need for the soul to have silence and a place to reflect and time, to contemplate, alone about everything that's on your mind. And that's why I was laughing before, because I remember, at that particular time, I was reflecting and contemplating on more mischief that I was going to get into than more of, preparing for my future. Even though I worked and I was in college, I remember. But at an early age, I thought about how I wanted to be in life, and I, joined on to the nation at the age of 20, because for me at that particular time, that was what my soul needed. Now, as I move on into the seventh need, and the seventh need is the need for fulfillment. Yes, fulfillment. In fulfillment, you have the word full, you have the word fill, and you have the word meant. You will not have fulfillment unless you have a intent, unless you intend on that, and you work and you put towards energy and you put towards effort towards being fulfilled. You won't have any of that unless you do those things. That's very, very, very important. Fulfillment is not going to knock down your door and find you. You have to be engaged in life to be fulfilled. And I know I may be leaning more towards the aspects of, dealing with the positive side, but that's the vibration, that I choose to present Amina Rays in, that's just, my way. Fulfillment. Like they say, how we perceive things has a lot to do with the outcomes, whether or not we are being fulfilled. You know how people will take and look at a situation and they will say, my cup is half empty. And another person will say, oh, my cup is half full. Let me fill it up. What is our intent as it relates to how we personally see ourselves? Do we see ourselves as a person who we are going to work towards being fulfilled? Or do you see yourself as, one being in a victimization? You living out that victim, that victimized mentality where you are mad at the world, you think the world owes you something. And you are, unfortunately, living on the opposite side of fulfillment, where you're, living out being, deprived, being destitute, whatever it is that is the opposite of being fulfilled, being empty. So the soul needs to be filled, and it's your responsibility. It's not anybody else's responsibility to fulfill you. You fulfill yourself. Okay? And lastly, your soul. Your soul's need. Your soul's needs are fed when you are feeding the soul needs of others. Okay? Feeding the soul needs of others. Especially, the little souls, the little beings, that if we continue to want to live out our existence on this plane of development, on this particular loop, because that's what happens, We're born here, we die here. And then we come back here again. So if you're not in a situation where you are preparing the little minds, the little solar beings to be all about fulfilling their soul needs, and you're going to come here one day and find out that there is nobody of your own lineage, of your own ancestry, to come in through. You have to do that soul work, and that soul, is a part of your heart's endeavor. It's a part of your goals. It's really, really important to reflect and contemplate all of these things, if it is that you so desire to see, have that vision of seeing yourself and your children in the future. Okay, so it has been a absolute pleasure, and I'm gonna go and get back to my life and take it out with back to the life. I would like to close out in the name and in the power of Amun, we trust. We, the Amunite, God family of beings, we breathe. We live, we move forward into the future, and we are not bound by anything on this elf realm. We are free. All right, thank you for tuning in to Amun Rays. Peace and wellness be.